T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. They were part of that new police unit called into the subways under the mayor's plan to make things safer. Well, somebody said, whoop, there it is. In fact, the mayor himself says because of them, we avoided a death on the subway tracks on Thanksgiving Day. Juliet Papa now with details about a pair of heroes wearing blue and wearing their shields for protection. Their badges, that is.
Mayor Adams says the blue surge in the subway is working. He praised officers Brunel Victor and Tafiq Buff, who rescued a homeless man who'd fallen onto the tracks.
They had completed their normal tour duty and were assigned for an additional 4 hours of duty right here at 116th Street Station.
They were on the opposite platform when the 911 call came in. They ran over as a Good Samaritan was already on the tracks trying to assist. Officer Both explaining.
When we picked him up from the truck, he took the next train. I just wanted to thank him. Thank you.
They got the guy up to the platform with minutes to spare as a train was approaching the station. At 116 in Lex, I'm Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A push to raise awareness, meantime, about the dangers of charging e-bikes indoors and the risks involved with products that come with those lithium-ion batteries. The FDNY announced it'll require landlords to cross the city now to post safety signs about what to look for and how to handle a fire that breaks out. But those flyers won't have to be posted until April. And New York City Fire Commissioner Laura Cavanaugh tells 1010 Winds that informing people now can help save lives.
Going into the holiday season, where a lot of people might be purchasing devices that have a lithium ion battery in them, and we've seen the increases in these fires, so we're really just making another push, urging New Yorkers to make sure that they're buying certified devices and that they're charging them safely.
Yeah, the commissioner on with Bridget Quinn on Newsline today, saying 6 people have been killed, nearly 140 injured in fires caused by the lithium ion batteries. And this summer, the New York City Public Housing Authority said it was considering a new rule that would ban people from storing e-bikes inside NYCHA apartments. A step forward and a step back for a Manhattan woman who was set to go on trial for murder in the death of her estranged husband. The judge says she'll decide next week whether to drop charges against Tracy McCarter after Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg said he would no longer proceed with prosecuting her.
Supporters of Tracy McCarter left Manhattan Criminal Court disappointed but optimistic. Advocate Samas to say.
It was really disappointing that a decision was not made today, and we think that's because the motion was not as strong as it could have been.
That's because Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg had previously sought to reduce the charge to manslaughter, but the judge denied it. So Monday, he requested the second-degree murder charge against McCarter be dismissed. McCarter claims self-defense in killing her husband in 2020, saying she was abused. Law professor Jocelyn Simonson remains concerned.
If the judge denies it, then there's nothing she can do to force him to prosecute.
She says it would just prolong the case. Darius Ranzius, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Yeah, I've been getting tweets about that. People going, well, if the DA says, hey, I don't want to push forward with it, then what are we doing here? Anyway, we'll keep you posted on that. Meantime, a former Manhattan chef who selflessly served up food to first responders at Ground Zero finally getting the health care that he needs. Since 2011, John Mugen has suffered from an array of illnesses linked to 9/11, including cancer. 2019, he was diagnosed with a rare autoimmune disorder. Well, since then, the 57-year-old has battled to get his treatments covered. The Daily News and other local media ran stories about him. And now, lo and behold, Mugen says that earlier this month finally got approval from the Rural Trade Center Health Program for his treatments. A rough ride for the Long Island Railroad's new contactless fare payment system.
The Omni system is a tap and you go system. It's already being used for subways and buses. You tap your credit card, smartphone, or watch for payment. For the LIRR, the system was supposed to be in place in 2021, replacing the MetroCard system. But now, with a jump in cost by $127 million, the system likely won't be in place until 2025. Here is Gerard Bringman, the head of the LIRR Commuter Council.
The problems that they're having is that unlike subways and buses where it's a straight fare, the railroads have different fares depending on where you get on the train or where you're going to. It's not quite as easy to put this thing together.
The spokesperson for the LIRR tells me millions already use the contactless Train Time app to purchase tickets. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.